Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jinja Jinri Podcast. And today we'll be talking about the 10 lessons from the pandemic. So the pandemic is not over yet. We are still in between this COVID situation, and I know it's been hard. It's been hard for everyone. And so I want to talk about the lessons I've learned during this time. So the first one is eating at home saves so much money. Now, we all kind of know this, but I only realized it when I started staying home a lot more, because obviously we can't go out to eat as much as we did. So I started like looking up recipes. People and friends gave me recipe books to try out, and I realized that eating at home is so helpful when you want to save money, because especially here in Sydney, prices like restaurants, cafes are really expensive, and eating out costs about what, $20 to $30 per person. And so eating at home was like literally cost less than what, $10, like what, $5. You know, you buy big, you know, bulks of rice, vegetables, and then what I do is I also freeze them a lot. So if I buy a big, you know, bag of carrots, I use it up. And then if I have a lot of leftovers, I cut them and I freeze them. And then I could always put it in stews or stir fry the next time. And, you know, it saved me so much money. And not just that, it also is a lot healthier because, like I said in my previous podcast about like keeping fit, you don't know what these restaurants put in your food. Like, they might put a lot of sauce, and these sauces, you think it's nothing, but they really add up. And so, you know, it adds to a lot of calories. And, you know, eating at home, you can see like how much you put in, how much cream you put in, how much butter you put in. So you can kind of control it. So eating at home, yeah, it's great. The only hard part about it is maybe the prepping a little bit and the cleaning up. I hate cleaning up. So if you have a partner, it's also good to take turns to, you know, like I cleaned up today and you can clean up tomorrow, or since I cooked, you can clean up, and, you know, just rotate it a little bit if you're both at home. Number two, okay, the number two lesson is traveling was worth it. So back when COVID didn't happen and I lived alone, and because I'm married now, but when I used to live alone, I traveled a lot. So currently, I think I stand in about like, I traveled to maybe about 30 countries so far, and that's a lot of different countries I've traveled to because I'm only 30 something. And, you know, people, or actually my parents would be like, why are you always traveling? Like, some people, maybe, I don't know if it was my parents, but some people saw it as like, oh, you're spending a lot of money in traveling, you know, you could have saved up, you know, you could have maybe bought a house with it. But see, here's the difference. Like, maybe some people think buying a house is important. It's totally, you know, what they want is fine. But for me, in my 20s and in my early 30s, I want to be able to explore and experience different things. And I think that's worth a lot more than money. And so during my 20s, that's the time I really, really, really traveled so much. And I mainly went to European countries, and I did a lot of backpacking. I traveled alone. And thinking about it now, because we have the pandemic and we can't travel, I think it was all worth it. Like, all the experience I had and all the fun, the memories, it helped me somehow become who I am today. And I've also learned a lot of things through traveling, cultural things, and, you know, just noticing that different is not wrong, you know. Your mindset becomes a lot wider, and you become more like open, and It's always good to have an open mind and to see things differently. So I think that traveling was totally worth it. And if this pandemic ends, I plan to travel. And some people actually ask me like, hey, why don't you make an episode about the places you want to go after the pandemic? I think that's a really good idea. I think I would do an episode about that. So the next thing on the list is enjoying me time. Now, I personally always have enjoyed my own time because I'm an introvert. I love staying at home. I love being by myself. And with the pandemic, I think a lot more people were forced into doing this, even extroverts. And I think that maybe for introverts, it's easy, but maybe for extroverts, it could be hard. And they simply just want to keep on being with someone because maybe they feel lonely or they feel like there's nothing to do, they're bored. But you have to enjoy time by yourself. I think that's like something that people don't realize. But what you need to do is you need to enjoy your own company. And I think that's very important. For me, I do a lot of things when I'm alone. I totally enjoy it. So some of the things that I do when I'm alone is, one is like getting to know more about myself. I do self-reflection a lot when I'm alone. So like I think about a situation I had, maybe like an argument I had with someone, and I think about it and I think about how I could have done things better. So something that I personally do. Not everyone would enjoy doing it, but I enjoy doing it, and I try to, you know, do it next time. Like how I thought I should have done, I try to do it on the next time I have an argument with someone and something like that. Or in jiu-jitsu, yes, of course, jiu-jitsu has to be part of this episode. But let's say I went into a situation where I was passed or I've been swept, and I think about it and I think about what I could have done to prevent those situations. And also learning something new. Yeah, learning something new is always something good to do when you are alone, and trying something new, like this podcast. So I started this podcast because of the pandemic and I was home alone, and I was like, I need to do something. Like, I want to do something new. And yeah, I started this podcast with no, I'm not the most, how do I say this? I'm not the most fun person to listen to, I think. But thank you to everyone who's listening to me. But yeah, but I overcame that. Like, I thought like, you know what? I'm going to do this for me, not for anyone else. But it's for me because I get to talk and talk about what I want. And it's very therapeutic for me. So I tried this, and also currently I am trying to get a driver's license, driving on the opposite side of the road here in Australia, and exploring some studies as well. Yeah, I'm looking into maybe going back to school, and I'll talk about that when it's finalized, but I'm exploring. Yes, I'm exploring. And maybe you can even do a new hobby, you know, I don't know, knitting. There's a lot of hobbies that you could do alone, so you can search on the internet. And also, of course, watching my favorite movies and shows. That's like thing I like to do the most. I just spend hours. I feel guilty sometimes, but you know, you need it. You need your rest. You need your time by yourself. You need that time to regain energy. Well, that's how I regain my energy. And of course, reading. So the next lesson I learned during the pandemic is having friends to casually talk to and message is so important. Now, before the pandemic, I didn't realize this because I would just see them and, you know, they're always there. But after the pandemic, you don't get to see your friends as often as you would like. And so having them like talk to you, message you, call you is important, because let's say if you live alone and you're living through the pandemic and you don't have anyone in the house to talk to, having these friends is really important because they help you. They help your mental health. Now, if you're in a situation where you're depressed, you're anxious, whatever, you're sad, these friends are the people you need to call and people you need to message, because they will talk to you and make you forget about it. It's, you know, for me, it worked. So whenever I'm feeling a little bit down or depressed or anxious, I just talk to my friends. I don't talk to them about how I feel in particular. I do sometimes, but I just start a conversation. I just tell them like, hey, I did this today. Oh, have you seen this new movie on Netflix? Have you seen the news? I just talk to them about anything and everything, and it just makes me feel a lot better just talking to someone. So having those friends to just casually message or talk to is so important. So the next lesson I learned is, I don't know if this is a lesson, but it's some good purchases that I bought during the pandemic. I think it's a lesson. But the good purchases for me, I talk about this a lot on my social media, but number one was the air fryer, because remember how I was talking about eating at home saves so much money? Now, having this air fryer made cooking at home so much easier. And I know some people are against it, but for me, I enjoy the air fryer a lot. Cooking meat has been really easy for me, because before I would heat up the oven, and the oven takes so long to heat up. I don't know if it's just our oven, but it takes a while and it takes so long to cook the meat. Like if I wanted like crackling pork on the oven, I would have to do it for hours. But let's say in the air fryer, I have to do it for like 40 minutes. So it saves a lot of time. Also, cleaning it is so easy. It's just a small, you know, a small like thing. It's not like an oven where I have to scrub everything and it's just annoying. So I end up not using it. And also, it's pretty healthy because I don't use a lot of oil, and all the oil kind of like drips down. So I really enjoyed the air fryer for me in particular. The next thing I also enjoyed was, I know this is a little bit different in different countries, but having like a subscription, or like for me, it was having Disney Plus membership. I'd already have a Netflix account. Well, I'm like leeching off someone, but getting a Disney Plus account for me was worth it. Maybe not for everyone, and some people in Asia, they don't have Disney Plus, but here we do, and I love Disney movies, and I love watching and rewatching Disney movies. So every time I feel a little bit down and sad, I watch like Mulan or Aladdin or all those movies that made me feel a little bit good, and I remember my childhood. Just lifts up my spirit when I'm feeling depressed. And let's say like you don't have, your friends are working or they're busy at the moment and you feel really sad and depressed, I turn to Disney Plus and it has really uplifted my spirit. So for me in particular, it was a good purchase. And also because everyone in our family enjoys it, like you could have several accounts with that, and it just makes me happy to make other people happy too, because they're enjoying, you know, the Disney account that I purchased. The next one is a water bottle. Now, I don't drink water. I used to drink like less than 500 ml of water. And this is really bad, right? I just always was dehydrated, and I would always just drink coffee and tea and just always get dehydrated. But now, like since I'm home and I bought a water bottle, it has helped me like drink so much more than I used to. And having that water bottle, it always kind of reminds you to drink water. So now I drink like 2 to 3 liters a day, and it has really helped my health and also my skin. Like my mom was like video calling me and she said like, oh, your skin is so nice now. And I told her, yeah, thanks to water, that's it. So having a water bottle is really good. It's a good purchase for me. The next thing is skincare. I know I'm such a girl, but I love skincare. And staying at home more, I realized that I had more time to do my skincare routines, and I enjoy it a lot. It's not just helping my skin, but it's just mentally also therapeutic for me to do like facials and just put creams, and it smells good. It makes me feel good. So the next one is spices. Oh, so we talked about air fryer, right? And cooking at home. Now, with the air fryer, I noticed that using spices is really a good alternative than using, let's say, like creamy sauce, right? So if, for example, if you have chicken breast, you could just rub the spices and it's already a good like tasting meal. Whereas before, I would buy chicken and then I would have to buy like a sauce that what is like a calorie bomb, right? So it really saved a lot of calories and saved my health. So spices, I love different spices. For me, I use turmeric, paprika, garlic, cayenne pepper. So spices was a very good purchase for me. Last but not least was gym clothes. So I work out a lot. And buying gym clothes always makes me a little bit more motivated to work out. So I know it may not be for everyone, but for me, every time I purchase gym clothes, I want to exercise. So that was like something that pushes me to exercise more. So for me, it was a good purchase. So the next lesson would be the bad purchases during the pandemic. So of course, the unnecessary clothes, like I used to do a lot of online shopping. This is not gym clothes, because gym clothes, I consider them a good purchase, but just regular clothes, I bought a lot and I was just like, you know, buying stuff that I don't need. I think that is such a waste of money because one, I'm mostly wearing gym clothes or pajamas during the pandemic. So why do I need so many going out clothes? I don't need it. The next purchase, which was bad, was puzzles. Okay, here's the thing. I used to really like the 1,000-piece puzzles a few months back, and I was really into it. And then after a while, or if you're done with it, it takes up so much space and you don't really redo puzzles. It's kind of like sometimes when you read a book, you don't reread it if it's not that good. I don't reread books a lot. For me personally, maybe you do and maybe it would work for you. But for me, I don't redo my puzzles. I don't reread my book unless I really, really enjoy this book, right? Which is very rare. So I only have a few books that I reread, even if I enjoyed it a lot. So puzzles, for me, it was not a good purchase. It takes up space and I don't redo it. So yeah, another thing was junk food like chips. Like me and John, we buy junk food time to time, and having it in the house just makes you want to eat it. So I don't think this was a good purchase because I always end up grabbing chips, whereas I could have just ate fruits or nuts. So yeah, bad purchase, junk food. Another thing is, you know how during the first part of the pandemic, everyone was into baking, like making bread and pastries and cookies? Yeah, I was in that bandwagon and I bought like baking goods like yeast and all those stuff. And I don't bake. I'm not a baker and I don't enjoy baking. So for me personally, it wasn't a good purchase. Okay, number 7 is the importance of keeping in touch with family. Now, I don't live with my family and I live in a different country. So I live in Australia and my parents and my family members are in Korea. So for me, I didn't really see the importance of keeping in touch with them even when I was in the Philippines, because I always thought like, oh, I could always visit them. I could always fly to Korea and see them. But now because of the pandemic, I'm noticing that it's so important to keep in touch with them because I don't know when I'll see them next. It might take years. We never know. So now I talk to my mom once a week and we always keep in touch. I, you know, try to message my sister and my family. And if I can, I try to also video call my grandparents when I get the chance. And I think this is really important because, especially if you don't live with them, because you need that connection. You sometimes, when you don't live with your family, you feel very lonely. Like, even if you have your partner and you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, or if you have friends, family is something totally different. It's, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but I think family just makes me warm inside. Like, talking to them, I feel like I can just be whatever. Like, they will never judge me. They'll love me no matter what. And it feels really nice to talk to them. So that's important. All right, so number 8 is staying physically healthy. Now, we talked about this in the few episodes prior to this one about keeping fit and healthy. So during the pandemic, I think it's more important that we stay physically healthy because we don't want complications, right? If we catch the virus, we don't want complications to happen. And if you're a healthier person, you will heal faster. So always staying physically healthy is important. Exercising for me is really important. I exercise at least 3 times a week. Sorry, not 3 times a day. I wish I could exercise 3 times a day, but I at least 3 times a week. And I eat a lot healthier because, you know, thanks to air fryer and thanks to cooking at home. And also I take vitamins. Now that I'm like over my 30s, I see the importance of taking vitamins. It does help me. It does make a difference. Like in my 20s, I didn't understand it. Like I felt great because of obviously I was younger and I didn't need supplements to help me. But now as I'm getting older, I understand it. It is important. So what I take is like a multivitamin for women. I also take like fish oil, omega-3, and magnesium, and yeah, vitamin C. So those are the things that I take. Also, like I said, drinking water is so important for your physical health. I didn't realize this until now. So I religiously drink water. When I wake up, I drink like 750 ml of water. That's the first thing I do. I go to the bathroom and then I drink my water. That's how I start my day. And then constantly throughout the day, I keep my water bottle next to me and I drink water and I just refill it, drink. And it also helps with my diet because I'm less hungry. So yeah. Number 9 is taking care of your mental health. Now, because of the pandemic, a lot of people have, you know, anxiety, have depression. They have been through all these things. And I think mental health is something that is very like underrated. Like people don't take care of their mental health as they should. Let's say if you're physically injured, people think it's like a big deal, right? They go to the doctor, you know, they get therapy. It's important. We act right away. But with mental health, I feel like we don't react as much as we should. And mental health is super important because it is connected to everything, even your physical health. And for me, I deal with a lot of, you know, personal issues, and I'm sure everyone does, mental issues. And I think that it's also good to step up and say like, hey, I think I need help. So admitting that you are in a rut and you are depressed, you are anxious is the first step. And by doing this, you can help yourself. And for me, I talk to a psychologist every week, once a week. If you don't have the budget to do that, you could talk to your family. You could talk to your friend. It does help. It does make a difference. And also self-talk. Like I said, like I talk to myself. I know it's a little bit weird and creepy, but try to do it when you're just home. I talk to myself like, hey, Jinri, like you can do this. Hey, Jinri, stop worrying. I look at myself. I tell myself that. That's also important. Another thing you can do is reading self-help books. So during the pandemic, I started reading a lot of self-help books and it has helped me and my mindset. And when you're depressed, I think those are the things that you need to start doing, admitting and talking to someone and just trying to look after yourself, because mental health is real. Like, it's a real illness. Okay. Last but not the least, the lesson I learned from the pandemic is that life must go on. So we think that, you know, I'll do this when the pandemic is over. I'll do that when it's, when we can travel. Like, I'll do this when, you know, lockdown is over. But you just have to go on with your life with the situation you are in. Like, for me, my wedding got canceled. So a week before my wedding, the restrictions were on here in Sydney and I couldn't do it anymore. So, you know, I held on to it. I was like, I'm gonna do my wedding when the pandemic is over and when my parents can travel here. But the thing is, you don't know when that's gonna happen, and life must go on. And so I made the decision to just do a little ceremony with my husband and the family that we have here, his family mainly. But I'm gonna do it this year. So I was just, you know, dreading, like, oh, I'm gonna do it later. But hey, you know what? You just have to go. You just have to go with the flow. Life must go on. Also, with having a baby, I'm not pregnant yet, but I always thought, like, oh, I want to have a baby after the pandemic, after this, after, you know, I turn this age. But you know what? Just plan and don't wait for the pandemic to be over. If it's still there, you survive. It's fine. I've seen a lot of people giving birth during the pandemic, like a lot more than usual, actually. So another thing is, like, your career. Like, don't hold on, like, oh, I'm gonna try a new career when the pandemic is over. Why not start now? It's fine. There are ways that you can do and start your career even with the pandemic, and I'm also planning to do this too. So that's another thing. Or, you know, for example, losing weight. Hey, I'm gonna lose weight after the pandemic because I can't go to the gym, right? But hey, there are other ways that you can lose the weight. You could go on a diet already, that's for one. You could do home exercises, that's another one. So nothing should stop you. Like, this pandemic should not stop you from doing the things that you want to do. So yeah. Okay, so there you have it, the 10 lessons that I learned from the pandemic. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next. Thank you. Bye.